The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, it's the star. Friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like it's better, it's better with you. My life, it's better, it's better with you. This is true.
And welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm secret agent Damien Ice. I'm secret agent Damien Ice Blade.
It's Griffin's first time wearing a tuxedo.
Who the fuck is Griffin? I'm Damien Iceblade, secret agent, government agent for the spy one.
Oh, wait. Iceblade of the Nantucket Iceblades?
Yes.
I heard you were fired in disgrace for playing by your own rules.
But they needed me when the terrorists did a disease.
Good luck picking something that isn't happening in the real world now.
It's a small...
It's a narrow window.
Small sliver. And who knows when this will air.
Yeah, right.
By the time this episode goes out...
They knew about the Jell-O disaster. How could they joke
Bring
about...
Bring them in!
Bring them in.
They knew too much already.
I hate this.
You hate what?
You hate
being
this?
Fancy and dressed up?
I miss my tuxedo t-shirt for so many reasons, the first of which being that it... breathes quite a bit better than my current attire.
Okay, but hey, but the
you're
look.
The one who after Foxwoods was like, I'm sick of being the
so
not
sloppy,
yeah,
the sloppy
I
one.
I want to be the not sloppy boy.
Everyone knows me as the sloppy one.
No, it seemed like a great idea at the time.
Okay. Hey, do you all want to hear, as long as you're here, do you want to hear a story?
Is this about how the elephant got its tail?
No. Griffin, are you going to leave the sunglasses on for the
Probably,
whole
yeah. Although, this is fucked up. I can see my own eyeballs because of the lights. I'm going to spend this entire show delivering all my incredible jokes to myself point blank.
Now, Griffin, you mean you can see the reflection of your own eyeballs, right?
I don't even know anymore where... It might be Damien. I think he wants out.
Did you make a deal with Khonshu? Because this could be a problem.
I want to hear Justin's incredible story.
You all know my grandpa Dan? he's Sydney's grandfather on her dad's side. Grandpa Dan? He went to Auburn? Okay. He's a southern fellow, and he kind of talks like this when I do an impression of him. And
it's more the essence of Grandpa Dan.
It was this story starts off that he had a fall, and he's so old and that he couldn't get up from it. And so
why are you laughing at that?
That's so mean. We're not to the funny
Still
part
laughing.
Yet, you monsters. So he fell over and
he fell and he couldn't get up. What's funny about that?
He fell and he couldn't get up or get to the phone or call anybody. And eventually we went over and he bit and we had to take him to the hospital. And we thought.
Pretty funny, huh?
Yeah. No, pretty funny stuff. Chuckle busters. Keep it going.
Let me get past this part, okay?
Yeah, no, please, Justin. You're happy.
No, Justin, they're relishing in it. They are loving this.
They're going to have to go to the hospital now to have their sides stitched up.
He thought he was going to die.
Yeah. Because he's old.
But he's not. He didn't. Which is not the story, but it is important to know that Grandpa Dan has been a reserved man his whole life. And he's never done a lot of stuff that you've done. Like, for instance, go to Taco Bell. So my 88-year-old Grandpa Dan this week went to Taco Bell for the first time in his life. Now,
are we calling this like a backdoor Munch Squad light?
No, it's not. Okay. It's, I mean, it is important to remember that brand eating affects all of us in different ways.
Right, sure, yeah.
So Grandpa Dan goes to Taco Bell.
That's my favorite children's book, by the way.
Yeah, Grandpa Dan goes to Taco Bell, and as he related the story, he said,
"Well, I looked at the menu and I had no idea what to order.
It's overwhelming.
So I got a taco."
It could be
worse. He could have ordered a bell.
He got a taco with beef and lettuce. And he said he was not impressed. Now,
you've really tied Taco Bell's hands behind its back.
Yeah, not only that, but I love that no one had told Dan up to that point, if your expectation is to be impressed.
Well, no, you're not going to be impressed with a crunchy hard shell taco and beef and lettuce. No one would be. So Tommy got on his case. That's Sydney's dad. Said, "Oh, you should have let me take you, because Tommy's got a whole thing, right? He's banging out a customized crunch wrap with beans and nacho cheese on there, and like a quesarito and stuff like that." And I was telling Sydney, he can't do that.
No, know?
You can't jump 40 years of Taco Bell evolution.
There's got to be a middle ground.
You gotta.
You're handing a caveman a Swiffer wet jet at that point.
Yeah.
He can't contextualize. What are floors? You know, like he can't contextualize a Swiffer wet jet in much the same way that if you hand that man a naked chicken chalupa.
No way.
He's down on the ground again.
He's
back
down
at the
on
hospital.
The ground again. But we are gonna make a return trip to Taco Bell with Grandpa Dan. My plan is just to get him one thing from each decade. So we can ease him into the naked chicken chalupa quesarito supreme. But
can you imagine sitting down and doing like the Munch Squad about the giant cheese at tostada to Grandpa Dan?
Oh my God.
Where he's like, "Wait, did I die and wake up in an alternate universe? Is that what's happening here?"
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just, the lack of cheese on there is really fucking with me.
Yeah,
honestly.
Right?
It is. He didn't want to go that far outside of his comfort zone. Anyway,
cheese?
I don't know. So this is an advice show. If Grandpa Dan had asked for my advice about Taco Bell, I'm sure I would have been very helpful to him, but I was not consulted.
Did he not do cinnamon twists? Because that's like the best thing at Taco Bell. They still got that, right?
Yeah, he did not get cinnamon twists. No, he got a crunchy taco.
I am...
And he went crunchy, too.
I'm busting up over here.
I'm trying to move on to the advice portion. And Travis,
it's just, I never talk to Justin, and I want to know what's going
on.
It is nice to catch up at these live events.
I'm also waiting for Justin's iPad to link to his phone so he can get Wi-Fi.
You guys vamp for a second.
I was trying to.
I can read the first question here, if you'd like.
I would love that, actually. Thank you.
Up backstage where the Wi-Fi is so nice. Swimming in it. You can feel it in the air in the green room.
Oh, now I got it. This is a brief one. Will I have time to go to Olive Garden after your show today? And that's from something in Salt Lake.
Are you here? Are you? Wait, no, this is a very important one. are you here?
Yeah.
I think I heard a yeah. Okay. It's possible that they didn't come because their priorities are...
They Googled it and they're like, I'm not making it to Olive Garden if I go to that show.
Now, so I pulled the questions and I realized something now that I didn't realize then. And I can assume what you meant, but I realize now that you just wrote, like, can you go to Olive Garden after the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go to Olive Garden anytime.
Sure.
I don't know that you'll be able to go in and dine there. It might be closed, but if you just want to see it after the show...
But let me, Travis, if you came to my house, they close at 10 p.m., by the way, so that would be...
Yeah, you got time. We're going to get you out of here.
Yeah.
We got a timer going right there.
We're
going
to go rain pace everyone and get you out of here.
It is.
In time to hit the OG.
At most, how far a drive?
3.9 miles away.
Okay, we're going to do three encores, though.
Is there
that time? It's an hour and 45-minute walk, so if you're walking,
you're boned, dude.
13-minute
drive. There's scooters outside, though. Justin took a scooter here.
Oh. So. Yeah, I guess I did. Thanks, Trev.
Not in the tuxedo, because that would have been too much, says the guy wearing a tiara.
When I got it on the app, by the way, I don't do this at home. We don't have scooters, so I was very swept up in the novelty, and it was hot, and I went for it. It says on the app, make sure you don't ride on sidewalks. Make sure you stay in the street. Do you want me to fucking die? Do you know that's where Cars is? Because they are. That's where Cars is.
Sorry, app. Cars is big scooters.
Yes. Cars, you know how there's two little wheels on a little scooter and no engine but my leg? Imagine if you will.
No one's impressed. If I leave the sidewalk, I lose my competitive advantage.
Yeah.
No one's impressed by a tiny, shitty car in the street, but if I zoom someone past...
Thank you, Paul. So here's what we're looking at.
We got a diagram of the drive.
Here's what I cannot imagine happening in a scooter on a street scenario.
How long a drive are we talking there?
15.
15 minutes. Okay, we could get you there 1 minute before it closes.
They ain't kicking you out after that.
No. Because if Travis came to my house right before bedtime, I was like, can I have some spaghetti, please? Of course I would do it because he is my family.
Now, it might be begrudging and it might be begrudging there as well. I might say, Griffin, I know it's 9:59, but I need some pasta. I'm carving up for a big race tomorrow like I do.
Yeah.
And Griffin would be like, again? And I get that.
And then I would say, you got to try this new shit. It's like spaghetti, but not wet. And it has this crunch to it that'll...
I wouldn't fall for it.
Drive you wild.
I'm a grown man with a pocket square. I would like to see a car wave a scooter in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you go in front of me.
Please, please.
I'm happy to be behind you, person on a scooter.
Why would they up the ante? You just gave me a direction in the app about how to go. And now you're like, you're ready for the big show. And now with that, at the end it says, be sure to always wear a helmet. Hey, fucko, if I had a helmet, I'd have a scooter.
Yeah.
Like, if I had planned for this, I certainly would have, like, I'd have the things I need. I don't have the things I need.
Is there something on there that's like, and don't go on the highway?
Yes. And make sure you leave this here and get a car. Because you shouldn't be doing this.
How about another question?
I'd love that.
Just give me one second.
Did you close? Are you new?
It's just that my battery's really low, so I'm trying to conserve it.
If only you had had a chance today.
I had to be ready for the 10 p.m. show right after this one.
I get that, yeah.
I'm trying to conserve.
That's when we bring out the good stuff.
All the jokes are the same, though. You're not missing anything. Don't worry about it. I oftentimes have a deep thirst for milk. And now, the question. No. I oftentimes have a deep thirst for milk. At home, this usually isn't a problem.
Usually?
They might be out of milk.
Yeah.
At home, this usually isn't a problem, but some bar and restaurant waitstaff are taken aback and unsure if they can help quench this desire. The problem is that on more than one occasion, the server will come back triumphant or surprised and say that they, quote, found some. Should I be worried about this unexpected surprise milk? Would not downing the glass be a dishonor upon the hard work they did? That's from Leary Lactose in Las Vegas. Are you here? All right.
All right.
Thanks for making the drive.
A strong, just calcium-filled woo. So calcified that woo was.
I also want to say maybe the reason they're taken aback is if you say something like, I have a deep passion for milk.
Yeah, that's no good.
I have an unslakeable thirst for milk. If you can give me some of that beautiful moo juice, please.
If this is not an issue if you only eat at Dave and Buster's, because they got you.
Dave and Buster's, a lot of milk. There?
They got milk. I had Dave and Buster's milk today. It's very ethical. They let Dave and Buster watch Netflix, and they hook them up to this apparatus.
It's got plenty of vitamin D and B.
Yeah. They like to watch old boxing documentaries. As it withdraws.
And they've actually scientifically determined there's more production during the actual fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is gray.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't look directly at it.
And you
and don't drink directly at it.
No.
And it costs 200 tickets.
And don't drink Buster's before they mix it with Dave's.
You got a base. Buster acid.
Buster before Dave, catch the wave. Dave before Buster, you're feeling flustered.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave and Buster.
Don't drink that milk. Don't drink that milk.
You have to know. You have to know.
They worked so hard to bring you that.
So?
They worked hard. If you didn't want, you don't put the requirements of that on any other food item that
they bring. If only there was some way, like maybe a monetary way, that you could reward someone for their hard work at a restaurant that had nothing to do with you consuming 25-year-old milk.
Everything's all about money.
If this is the sort of person that throws cash around to fix problems, I don't think they're quite so hung up on what the person thinks of them for ordering milk.
Oh, sorry, Justin. You can't be conscientious and rich.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. I would say pretty empirically no.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be able to ride that one too far.
Yeah. Could you drink some? Let me show you what drinking looks like. Could you drink some and say, I gotta be honest with you, this is the best milk I've ever had, and I need you to bring the container so I can always buy this milk, and then you check the date surreptitiously. That's that our concern? The concern
is the
date,
you can
right?
check the date while you're having a conversation when you're like, oh, how interesting, current events, JonBenet Ramsey is missing.
Oh, no.
Is this Star Wars The Phantom Menace? I love that flick.
Is this Gungan milk?
This milk is a tie-in with Pirates of the Caribbean, The Ride. Unfathomable. I mean, I know how it is. You got to have your milk. I think you just got to take your chances. Worst case scenario.
No!
Worst case
milk is like the worst food to say, take your chances.
Yeah, I need to see it. From teat to bucket to, I want Louis Pasteur to be like, you're good.
You're good.
You're good. I did this one myself, my man.
I guess.
No, it is the one food. If you say spoiled blank, the answer is, no one's ever like spoiled potato chips. It's always milk. Yeah. Milk is the thing you're most worried about being bad.
But expiration dates are made up by the government. And
not but
real.
To a
Tell
point, Justin.
It. Thank you.
They're not real.
If someone said, I've been saving this yogurt for a special occasion. No, don't act like that.
Worst case scenario, you got some celebratory cheese. No big
sure.
deal.
No, worst case scenario, you have some celebratory diarrhea.
Sure. Okay. That too. Thank you.
The neighbors we share a wall with seem to be starting a band. We've never really spoken to them, but we think they sound pretty good.
and want to let them know we enjoy hearing them. What is the best way to say this to them without sounding creepy or passive aggressive? That's from Nosy Noise Neighbors in Provo.
Are you here? That was,
how many
hold
of
on,
you
wait,
are there?
Wait, hold on, wait. Shh, shh, shh. Are you here? Okay, thank you.
This is a fast one. I have a slam dunk answer for you.
Wow. Great, that's awesome, because I didn't want to get a hand on this ball.
Yeah, this is about moving through these as quickly as possible. That's
so we can get our
point.
Friend to Olive Garden.
Change your Wi-Fi network name.
Oh, yes.
New band next door, love it.
I don't know that they can be that long.
New band, cool.
New band, cool.
N-U-B-A-N-D, cool.
New band cool would be a good name for a band.
Yeah, you could also do C, if you're worried about characters, C-U with an umlaut L.
Yeah, cool. That would save you some serious...
That's the same exact number of characters, I feel like.
Well, the umlaut's not separate.
Oh, yes, fine. That would be cool, but we'll
I don't
allow
think you
it.
Can have an umlaut in the... Because the SSID, I think, would
You'd
miss
have
it.
To have an umlaut in there.
Anyway.
Just go over to their phone and write it on the...
Love your stuff, by the way. Hold on.
Are you sure you want to be the only fan of this band? Because they're in Skunk Works territory right now. They're just playing to try to figure out if it's anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you come in that early and you're just like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. You are setting up a wild, yeah. unrealistic expectation for support. Like
you could be on a date in your apartment and just hear like, "Hey, what do you think about this? Boom, 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 boom. Was that anything?
You like that? Did that go too hard? Well, I was worried it went too hard."
There's also the possibility that they're just like noodling and having fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, "I love this new band," and they're like, "I guess we
it's
need
not,
to.
It's not ready yet.
I guess we need to start a band now." God.
It is a little presumptuous, right? Like, it's not being played for your enjoyment.
What if it's just a guy with weird sneezes?
Yeah. Or a very, very lonely one-man band. You knock on the door like, "I love your stuff," and he's like, "Thanks. I'm going to walk to the kitchen, sadly, now." That's my impression of what a one-man band sounds like. Thanks.
Before I would make this leap, I would need to know what the music of every band in the world sounds like to make sure they're not playing a CD.
Oh, my God.
I would need to know with 100% certainty this is a new sound, new creation. New band, because I do not want to open up the door and be like, "Dude, this is fucking sick." And they're like, "It's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young."
Is John Philip Sousa?
Is John Philip Sousa? What? Yeah, I guess it's good. How did you get a key?
Can I borrow it?
Can I borrow your John Philip Sousa CD?
I don't think you need to be.
I was streaming it. Can I borrow your computer?
I don't think you need to be a student of music to know when someone's laying it down like they're in the studio versus they're in their apartment trying to learn Master of Puppets because it was on Stranger Things.
But you'd be, except Mountain Goats, you know?
Yeah. You can't tell the difference between professional band Mountain Goats and just some dudes.
Someone plays early Mountain Goats to their wall, you're not going to know if it's really someone playing guitar
Finally.
Or not.
But that's why we like it.
I'm it's not complaining, wrong. I'm just saying.
You love that scuffed shit. Hear that, John Darnielle? We love that scuffed shit. Keep it coming, baby.
You know, he's writing books now. Like, leave some for the rest of us.
Yeah, right, dude.
Dude.
Finally, someone's putting him in his place.
Somebody's finally putting that stinker, John Darnielle, in his place. Another question?
Yeah, please.
I'm about to start flight school to become a pilot.
Yeah.
While this is an exciting step in my career, I have a problem. I am terrified of heights. I have a practice flight coming up, and I really don't want to spend it slumped down my seat, mortified and scrambling for a barf bag. Bad first impression. What are some ways I can overcome this fear and walk into this first flight cool as a cucumber, showing them I'm super chill about heights and flying around in them? That's from my stomach would rather be a train conductor.
Are you here?
From Mapleton.
Are you
if that
here?
That narrows it down.
Because they're a little bit embarrassed that they're trying to be a pilot when they're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
They didn't realize it until they heard a stranger say it out loud.
But to be fair, I was thinking about it, right? Two of us have almost theater degrees. You almost have a theater degree. I have a theater degree.
I have a theater degree.
I thought you switched to journalism.
No. No, I have a minor in journalism, and I use neither. Thank you.
The thing is,
I went to college for 5 years because I failed Spanish.
I was able to, before going to college for a theater degree, act in stuff. You know what you don't get to do before going to flight school? Fly a plane to
but
see
you
if you
know,
like it.
They didn't discover the first time they went up in the big, beautiful sky, like, oh, I hate this.
I wish I hadn't picked this as my job forever.
I have to assume you have a parent or overbearing grandfather who is a pilot who was like, this is the life for you.
Other than astronaut, you have picked the most up job that you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Maybe those people that do those fucking, like, Red Bull Halo jumps are a little bit higher than you.
At least they're like, I'm headed down.
I'm going down.
Yeah, I'm going down. I want to fix this.
Also, once they're in the plane, not up to them until you reach that point.
Yeah.
A pilot, you're just there the whole way.
Just up.
You can't zone out as far as I know.
I don't know why you would try to have such an up job.
It's a very
if you
up
don't
job.
Like up.
Yeah.
But I will say this. In a plane, it's not really like
not
you're gonna fall. You're not gonna fall out of the plane.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect
sure.
world,
yes.
Not,
if you find yourself falling from a plane, there has been a bigger whoopsie doodle that has happened.
I mean, here's
the
thing.
In that context, though. I do want the pilot to be afraid of not being up anymore. Like,
yeah.
That fear is healthy, right? I don't want a pilot who's like, I don't know, man, up, down, it's all the same to me.
Yeah.
I want you to have a healthy.
Once you
hey,
leave.
Man, hey, what do you guys want? Let's show a hand. You guys want up or down?
Up or down.
It don't make any difference to yours truly. I'm chill either way.
Either way is fine.
Who wants to see the stars?
I can go further up. I can go further down. You know what? I hate radio towers. Really. Because what's the number one piece of advice you give someone who's afraid of heights?
What's that?
Don't look down.
Yeah. Right?
That is also good advice for a pilot. Keep looking forward. Because if you spend the whole flight looking out the window, they have those, right?
Yeah, yeah, they probably have a cool
name
for
them.
You
look in the wrong direction, you're going reverse Sully, you're hitting the geese, you're going down.
Yeah.
You got to look in front for geese the whole time.
But the problem is that Sully was looking in front of him, saw the geese, and was like, I'm going to get those motherfuckers. You think you're so cool, geese? I'm a plain geese. Get out of my way. Oh, yeah? Okay. You bet I won't? Okay.
They don't talk about that enough in the movie.
No, they don't. Tom Hanks is there, and he's like, I'm a perfect angel, when really that dude was like, I'm going to fuck these geese up. I lost at bar trivia last night. I'm fucking pissed.
Is that what happened in the movie?
I'm going to shred these geese.
I need to watch Sully.
Yeah, it's a sick film. You ever seen it?
No, I'm just so sick.
So anyway, let me set it up.
Can we be serious now? That's my impression of Tom Hanks and Sully.
Yeah, honestly, Griffin, if I could say it, it's really good.
Can we be serious? I can't do it a second time. But the first time, I think we can all agree, sounded a lot like Thomas Hanks.
No arguments here.
It's better with you.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. I just had to. I got to read this verbatim. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll just read it verbatim. If your power is a dream, then make the dream take flight. You and Squarespace are gonna make it all right. Just a few clicks and key presses, all that you need. Whether you're making a good website
or bad website.
Hi, Justin McElroy here. Squarespace will let you make good websites. They make it easy to make good websites. Make tools that are simple to use, even if you're not an expert. Drag and drop. Beautiful, easy to make a great website. But what a lot of people won't tell you is that you are allowed to make a bad website with Squarespace. They will not step in and forbid you. They don't make it easy because everything's so beautiful and they have such great customer support, and there's a Squarespace video studio that makes videos easy, and you can sell products with a physical or digital. Squarespace has all those tools. So like, they don't make it easy, but if you to make a bad website, but if you want to make a bad website, they're not going to stop you. So fulfill your dream with Squarespace. Whether your site is good or bad, head on over to squarespace.com/mybrother or you'll make me sad. There's a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. You can make a bad one if you want.
Hey there, quick favor to ask. Will you help us out by taking a 5-minute survey at MaximumFun.org/survey? As you know, most of the support for Max Fun comes directly from folks like you, but many of our shows and our network also rely on limited advertising for some revenue. This survey helps us attract advertisers that are a good fit for the audiences of our shows, and it helps many of our hosts secure a bit of extra income. It should only take a few minutes to complete, and you'll get a discount at Max Fun Store when you do. That's MaximumFun.org/survey. Thanks.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
9 years ago, we started a podcast to try and learn something new every episode.
Things have gone a little off the rails since then. Tune in to hear about
low-stakes neighborhood drama,
gardening,
the sordid, nasty underbelly of the horse girl lifestyle,
hot sauce,
addiction to TV, and sweaty takes on celebrity culture,
and the weirdest, grossest stuff you can find on Wikipedia.org.
We'll read all of it, no matter how gross. There's something for everyone on our podcast, Baby Geniuses,
hosted by us, two horny adult idiots.
Hang out with us as we try and fail to retain any knowledge at all.
Every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
This can't be right. A Hunt and Dull Watch? I'm trying to do a show.
Did you all see that Vulture did a write-up about the white wine, about this new drink that I invented?
The drink of the summer, you mean?
The drink of the summer, they call it. This not it. Look it up. All right.
Yeah, you already did that bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're going to be kind of zooming in, focusing in on one particular purveyor of haunted dolls, and that is Haunted Honeys. So this is really a haunted.
I don't think that's how you spell honeys.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at eBay right now.
I mean, that's haunted hoonies, though.
Yeah, but it's haunted honeys. I'm looking at it.
No, but I mean, it might be spelled that way.
Okay, Travis,
we
get it. They spelled it in a different way.
Pair. Let's. Welcome to the stage, Stella.
All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is that a promo code at the top? Did that get cut off, or is it really fucking 5% off?
What do you want? There's slim margins here, pal.
Yes, so.
This paranormal doll, 70s, neutral. Please read.
Neutral?
This doll was part of a paranormal study. You will receive the physical doll.
I should hope so. Hey, stop that.
This is Stella. She's in her 70s.
Oh, she looks great.
Yeah.
Well, her vessel is 16 inches tall. Stella was not very happy with me getting her at first.
What?
Then why would she be happy when I purchase her on the eBay service?
I think once she saw the other spirits here, she realized she'll be okay. Stella passed away in the late 1800s.
She's how old?
She's dead.
But oh, so oh, wait, according to Haunted Honey, she does not continue to age after that.
Correct.
So she's 70s.
Forever.
She's, yeah. She thought many times that her life was going to end. Then all of a sudden, she would get better.
Sure. I bet there was a lot of that in the 1800s. I bet
pretty much
everybody in the 1800s had a moment where they were like, oh, I fell down once. This is it, I guess.
Hey, you guys heard about all the diseases?
Yeah, I fell down at work and now my arm is green. I guess this is it. Cool.
So you've talked to Grandpa Dan already. If you knew the story, you should have just said something. I think, Stella had many near-death experiences throughout
her
life.
She lives in a void of paper towels.
I don't think a near-death experience is when you think you're going to be fit and you're like, never mind, I'm getting better. She was known to be a bit of a careless daredevil in her younger years.
Okay.
I can see that.
Stella is neutral, but that doesn't mean she's not friendly.
No. That neutral Roberta is very friendly.
Yeah, she's just got somewhat of a temperamental personality.
That's not neutral.
She likes things to go her way, lol. She enjoys...
Wait, why?
Because she... Well, doesn't everyone?
No, why the lol after that sentence?
Because she's like sassy, lol.
But we're talking about a ghost.
She enjoys a spot in the living room next to the cute decorations. She enjoys judging my company, lol. She works great with any divination tools. She's not really picky over gifts. She likes everything from jewelry to flowers. When you get her, don't forget to give her a gift and light a white candle with some incense to welcome her.
I don't want to be pedantic, but jewelry to flowers is not a good scale of things.
It's all the gifts that there are.
Between jewelry and flowers.
I'm sorry, everyone. This is a boring-ass doll.
Neutral.
Well, maybe...
I want something spicy.
Maybe Jenga will be more to your liking.
Now, Jenga I can get into.
Welcome to...
Yes, baby!
Branded as shit!
$35 with 15% off using the code HAUNTED15. I do believe I will. Thank you very much.
This doll was part of a paranormal study. You will receive the physical doll.
Yes.
This is Jenga.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
His age is unknown, but his
vessel is
9 inches tall. Wink.
Oh, a little guy.
Wait, is there a wink in that?
Nope. Jenga is in his mid-20s, except he is dead. He's a friendly little guy. He was sent to me from Canada. The lady that had him felt he may be negative. She sent me photos and videos of him, and I assured him he's positive. But she wanted him gone.
Did they do your butt backwards, Jenga?
Maybe his butt was knocked backwards when Jenga was hit walking along the side of the road.
He was hit so hard, his butt was knocked.
Switch sides with his privacy.
We've all been there. That was my favorite Grey's Anatomy episode.
We
can save you, but your butt's always going to be on the front. It's okay. I still love you.
And nothing but...
I still love you.
Dr. McPoop's weird. I think it's going to be okay. I really believe that Jenga was a photographer.
Does Jenga sit on the toilet like a cool teacher?
When I did his reading...
Hey, we've had a lot of fun here today. But you know what's not fun?
But how does this doll poop? When I did his reading, I got a vision of him walking beside the road with a camera in hand, presumably moments before he was tragically killed, I guess. He's definitely got a very artistic side for a doll. He gets along great with all others, and pets just adore him.
Yeah, I bet they do.
He loves... This sentence has never been written before. He loves any type of art as an offering, and he also likes green candy. My two turn-ons? Easy. Fine art and green candy. When you get in, don't forget to give a gift and light some incense to welcome him.
I do love how his hair has a natural windswept look.
Sure.
Such a festive doll. But let's take a moment, if we may, to meet a new friend. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait. Hold on.
Hi, Miguel.
Shit.
Boy.
Paul.
Now, why is Miguel worth $3 more, do you think?
This is Miguel. He is a teenager.
Griffin, just read the four descriptive terms there? Paul, if you'd go back.
Paranormal doll, haunted honeys Miguel, M45. Teen, positive, very sweet, clingy.
That sounds like like the description of a relationship. Like at first, he was a teen and really positive and so sweet.
So sweet.
But he got a little clingy.
A little clingy when college rolled around.
This is Miguel. He's a teenager and his vessel is 9 inches tall.
Yeah, it is.
Finally, finally, this little guy is ready to find his forever home. Every time I would ask him if he was ready, I would get a strong no.
Easy. Please don't sell me, Mama.
Please, Mama.
It's time, Miguel. No, no.
So here,
this is my forever home. You're ready to find your forever home. I found my forever home.
I need $38 for cigarettes.
So this is a challenge.
Mama, may I have my turn on the chair?
No. Yes, Miguel.
This is a challenging sentence. He has seen some of the updates from other spirits that got adopted in their new homes, and he's ready.
I thought he just said no.
Yeah, but now he's finally ready. And this
I was on the forums on Reddit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Is your doll on the internet? Are you... Do you have
not
screen
the internet
time?
As we know it, Justin.
Okay, sort of an ethereal bay. Yeah. All right. He has seen some updates. He's ready.
He's seen some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a tough time in the home I got him from, and that had him scared.
What?
Well, Miguel passed away in the 1950s. He was a very energetic teen and known to be a daredevil.
And when he ate spicy food, he turned into a car.
He was a very energetic teen. He was known to be a daredevil. He jumped out the window of the abandoned house down his street and ended up breaking his neck. And folks, I'm here to tell you that'll do it every time.
I love that version of It's a Wonderful Life where it's like, I'm going to buy that house and live in it when we get older and married. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, check this shit out. Fool crack.
Mary, what? You gotta call someone, Mary. I'm actually gonna go. I can't. I got some priors.
Joseph, what? Did that man just die? Yes, he did. Job's off. You're good, Clarence.
We're clear on this.
He went hardcore this time. One, two, three, and fuck it. So he jumped out the... such an energetic teen that he is a daredevil. Like, a daredevil is one thing, right? We all know what that means. I don't think it means, hey, check this out.
I do think, listen.
You know that stupid abandoned house?
Hey, you guys want to see a dead body? Cool.
Wait. Once again, not to be pedantic, I think a daredevil has to at least survive one thing.
Sure.
You got to do one thing.
Oh, man.
So he broke his neck. He was so surprised.
Yeah.
No, not about that.
Okay.
Not about
What?
Well, I thought I could stick that shit.
He was surprised to see all the gifts and people who showed up to support and honor him at his funeral.
Oh.
Which, like, after the dumb shit he pulled, I get it, I guess. I would be surprised if people showed up for me, too. Miguel is very sweet. He will bond deeply with anyone who shows him kindness. He works great with any divination tools. He enjoys going through the home.
Great at Adobe.
Making little tipping and clacking noises. When you get him home, don't forget to give him a gift and light a white candle with some incense to welcome him.
Okay.
And
sure.
I am only reading this in part that's at the end of all the posts because we're coming up on the end of the show here in a little bit. Follow Haunted Honeys on Instagram and TikTok.
Thank you, yes.
Hey, listen, as somebody who's been by there, who ducked his head in a little bit earlier today, you better really be sure that you want to check in a lot of these on TikTok. Okay? And don't leave weird comments, because I'm tired of people selling dolls, putting notes in the boxes that are like, I checked out your podcast, it was really funny, and then they have my home address, and I don't like that. So please stop talking to the people who sell the dolls, everyone. Anyway, that's our haunted doll watch.
Thank you for that. Let's take it to the streets with some live audience questions. We have prepared a list of people. We're going to call you down. Please do not approach the microphone.
Oh, bye, Justin.
Hello.
Yeah, my name's Lori. I go by she, her.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
And my question is, I wrote a steamy alien romance book, and
hell yeah.
I need a title for it.
Can you give us...
Yeah, like a paragraph synopsis. Imagine sure. I'm reading the back and getting all worked up. what sort of the, you know, give me, what's the summation?
It's about this girl who gets kidnapped by aliens. Well, abducted, I guess is the right term.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's the term they prefer.
Yeah.
But you're the writer, of course. Any sure. word choice that yeah. you want to go with? Okay, go ahead.
Spin your web, story master.
And then, so she escapes the aliens and becomes a bounty hunter.
Okay.
But then she falls in love with an alien who she's supposed to capture, and they have a fun time together.
Okay, all right.
So the first two that occurred to me is Beam Me Up Lover and Booty Bounty 2099.
Booty Bounty 2099, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it set in the year...
Could it be?
Could it be set in the year 2099?
It could be, yeah.
77 yeah. years from now, are you sure?
Hey, Griffin, you can't assume that aliens use the same calendar we do.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
oh,
totally...
that's so weird. We're actually on the same month, 77 years difference. It's also January.
Can... What about closer encounters?
Oh, that's good.
I like that one.
I like it.
Or it could be close encounters of the fourth kind, yeah. which is...
Parentheses, which is...
Doing it.
I love it.
What about...
Is it regular?
Wait.
What about probe me, Globular? Yeah.
Is the character's name Globular? It is important to ask. Get your hands on me, you bitch.
Is he a big gelatinous sphere that you can climb inside and be
good
sort
question.
Of how about transported into a hey. Dimension of X? Let me finish!
Area 69. And here's the thing, I know I just said it. There's no way that's not taken.
No.
Yeah, it's sure definitely. Is. What about, no, seriously, Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
What about Cocoon 2?
That I actually, I think it's already a movie.
Yeah, I think yeah, they made a
second
that.
One. Cocoon 3.
Yes. One of those has got to help, right?
Yeah.
What about Uranus? Calma, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, if you use any of those,
TM. Hello.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Hi, Erin.
My question is immediately actionable.
Yeah, please.
So before the show, I was playing with my fidget because I got ADHD, so I got
it. You dropped it on your baby?
And I did... I have dropped it on my face before.
Okay.
I dropped it. It is an orb. It is a crystal orb, and it rolled forward, and I thought I'd never see it again, but I figured I'd toss out into the audience.
Who's got the orb?
Who's got the orb?
Who's got the orb? Jesus Christ.
The orb made it so far.
Erin, the orb went
Wait,
so...
Wait, Erin, where were you
sitting? I was sitting in the back.
Erin, where were you sitting?
The very back.
The very back?
Back? That little orb, it was like the fucking okay, forest goat feather.
I have to know.
The beach ball stuff.
Just raise like your hand if something bumped your foot during the show.
Now, hold on.
There's
I have so many questions.
The voyage of the
you,
orb.
Can you approach the
journey.
Microphone, please? I need to know the story of the person who orb rolled up to your feet and you were like, free orb.
No, but wouldn't this be wild if it's a different orb?
I would
no, that's not,
not
mine.
That's a different orb.
Is that the correct orb?
It is the correct orb.
It's the right orb. We got yes. the orb back in Aaron's
hands. Hey,
everybody.
Big cheer.
You love to see it. I love it.
We need to do more of those, by the way. We've never done lost and found audience questions.
It's
really
that.
Great.
It's so, you know what I like? No jokes required.
Yeah. And it does something good.
Okay, next
Hello,
up.
Approach the microphone.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Me and my fiance are getting married next year, and he's pretty insistent that we cut our wedding cake with a sword.
Yeah, hell yeah. You only, okay.
And I keep trying to tell him no.
Why? Yeah, I agree. Agree. What? No, Kaylee needs our support right now. Okay. It seems great. Here's the problem, right?
No, was that the rest of the question? Sorry, Kaylee.
Oh yeah, how do I tell him no and yeah. actually listen?
Think about it, folks. You cut the cake with the sword once. Great. But you gotta cut a lot of slices of cake.
Sure.
And eventually you're just sitting there with a sword like a doofus cutting small slices with a sword and you look ridiculous.
I will say, mine and Rachel's wedding, it was like 20 degrees outside and we could not get through our cake. And had I known in the moment that having a fucking Hattori Hanzo steal was an option, I would have taken it.
Now, I'm getting, this isn't funny, but have a groom's cake that your groom can cut
can
with a
fuck
sword.
Up like a
you're
going to
want to have two?
Like you do at a one-year-old's birthday party, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
This one's just for him, everybody. Let him have his fun.
Yeah. One cool thing that you could do is say absolutely, and then when he rears back and he's like swings forward, you pull out a short sword, block him.
Hell oh yeah, yes.
No, wait, okay.
But I am immortal, I have inside me blood of kings.
And then long eye contact, not today. And yeah. Then it's, that's first dance
I don't
right
know
there,
what,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happens after that. Maybe I'll sword fight or get hurt or
then
something.
Throw sand in his eyes.
Yeah, that's good. No, no, icing sugar.
Icing sugar, and then you grappling hook onto the roof. And then you run away.
Stab him. You cut his head off.
At a certain point, your stunt doubles have taken over. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, you're not doing it anymore. This is all CG. Does
your fiance...
Do you have the budget to motion capture your...
Does your fiance know how to use a sword?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so let me tell you. It's not as easy as I make it look in the movies. I'm just saying that...
And I know what you're... Are you here, fiance?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're thinking big knife. It's different.
Now listen, it's not gonna be listen. No, no, no.
Now here we see Queen Elizabeth cutting a cake with a saber.
I believe the wrong way.
Yeah, the wrong.
Yeah, hey guys. It actually looks like she's pointing to a part of the cake with it right about here.
Right about
can
here.
We not actually the Queen of England cutting a cake with a sword? I bet she probably knows what she's doing, right? Now, Justin, I'm sorry, but nothing about the Queen's face here is, I know what I'm doing.
Step back, idiots.
Look at the guy in the pink striped tie in the background. It's never like, can you believe this?
Can I say, okay, real quick about this guy. The Queen of England is cutting a cake with a sword. Fucking Santa, go check that shit out, man. How are you sitting there like, oh, this happens to me constantly?
No. Okay, that guy is so thrilled beyond. That person has been begged from a 12-year-old child to that.
Okay, Kaylee. Anyway, so sorry, Kaylee, but Kaylee. I do need to ask, do you think Queen Elizabeth has eaten Taco Bell before? Probably not, right?
No.
No, probably not.
What do you think she'd go with?
Oh, if she did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Crunchwrap Supreme.
For sure.
Can I tell you? No joke. That was right there in my brain.
Okay. Kaylee, has anything we've done today helped?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you, Kaylee. And congratulations and everything.
Congrats.
We need to wrap up soon if they're going to get to
Olive Garden. Yes. Yeah. Charles, make it snappy.
Okay.
Hi, Charles.
I'm Charles, he, him.
Hi, Charles.
How do I get my surgical instructor not to fail me after I made her listen to ska for the entire duration of a 7-hour surgery?
Now, wait, Charles, here's my question.
Sure.
Have they expressed to you frustration about this?
Like 4 hours in, they looked at me and were kind of like...
4 hours? They made it 4 fucking hours, huh, well, Charles?
It kind of plays low in the background because they don't want it to be distracting, but like at a particularly long like trumpet solo, they looked at me and were like, this is... Interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Now, hold on, Charles. Hold on.
You all have...
Is it possible, real quick. I need to know if this is a universal experience. Have you ever played music for, like, a gathering or a group of people or just one person, and you get to a point in the music where you're like, they're not going to like this? Yes, I'm seeing a lot of nodding like, oh, man, this is really grating. I really wish this would sink back into the background. I feel really weird about this now. I want to quit. Can we quit?
Charles. Someone, while you're performing surgery, saying, well, this is interesting. Is it possible it was not music related at all? What were you doing in that moment with your hands?
I was just standing there holding the retractor uncomfortably, sweating.
How uncomfortably?
What's a retractor?
Wait. Sorry. Were you skanking it while you were holding the retractor? Because that is... No good, my friend. That goes right against that Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratic Oath should say, do no harm. And also, when someone is open, don't skank it next to them.
Skanking is generally discouraged in
the OR. Are you kind of a loose cannon surgeon who likes ska, powers you through?
Have you ever had to knock on wood?
What's great is you could, there could be like a, I don't know much about medicine, but like an aorta.
I know less about ska.
Yeah, right. But an aorta explodes while you're doing heart surgery, and it's like the pressure is on, and then you can just look at the commanding surgeon officer and just be like, pick it up.
This man needs mouth to mouth. As you trombone into his mouth.
Trombone in his mouth, yeah. Trombone into my mouth is...
That's a good name for your book. If you could have an alien...
Sure.
Play trombone.
From the creators of Call Me By Your Name.
Charles, I've lost the plot. How can we help here?
Hey, go to your commanding surgical officer, as Griffin has said.
As Griffin has said, yes.
Did you know Oscar Isaac was in a ska band before he became famous? You're going to change the story.
Everything, sure.
He was in the Blinking Underdogs. This is true. I'm just a big fan. Their music rules.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite ska bands, everyone in the room?
did they pull through?
Oh, yeah. The surgery went great.
Great.
You can't say, oh, yeah, like it's obvious.
From what I understand,
with Charles
it was 7 hours long.
Charles was behind the retractor. Of course it went smooth.
Yeah, sure. Nothing... detracted when it wasn't supposed to. Did the patient wake up and was like, what the fuck was that?
Because I loved it.
You have my brain open, and I got that shit without the radiation shielding of my skull and skin. And you're not supposed to.
I will say I followed up on them for the past several days, and they have seemed pretty chill.
Okay.
Wait, the patient?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, you crushed it.
Did that help?
Now, you know what it sounds like now? You got to write a paper about ska, my man.
Yeah.
The power of ska. Don't research it anymore. You have all the evidence you need.
Did it.
Trust me. Does that help, Charles?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. This is, I don't know. Salt Lake City this is our second show here, as my brother May. It is so fun every time.
Yeah.
You all get so rowdy, and I'm so excited
to
be here.
I'm very, very here for it. Thank you very much,
thank you,
Salt Lake
you,
City.
Thank you. And all the usual thank yous. Thank you. A huge thank you to Schmanners. Thank you to Paul Saborin of Paul and Storm fame.
Thank you to the Abravanel Theater for having us.
Yes,
this is our second show here, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you to Tyler Reed for the amazing posters.
Yes grab yourself a poster,
a poster
on your way out if there are still some there.
Thank you to
Rachel for manning the ones and twos over there recording our audio.
And sometimes even the threes.
Yeah,
I know. It got wild.
Clinton McElroy.
You all know him? Yeah. And Carol McElroy, our stepmom, Carol, is here too to keep sure he make sure he doesn't wander into traffic.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to have. Oh, thanks to Montaigne.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Listen, if we don't get them out of here in the next minute, they're going to knock it to Olive Garden.
So thank you, that's going to do it, yeah.
So Griff, just a real quick impression of Grandpa Dan ordering a naked chicken chalupa at Taco Bell. Easy.
Okay. Can I have a naked chomping chicken chalupa?
Justin McElroy. This has been My Brother, My Brother. May kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.